Welcome to Food for Thought. My name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. I'm your host. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com. You can find me on social media, and you can find my books wherever books are sold. You can join me for my online workshops and events and cooking classes. You can join me in my vegan trips around the world. This podcast is listener-supported, so if it's something you value and you'd like to enjoy some perks, please head over to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau or click on the link below to become a supporter today at your chosen level. If you're a listener on Apple Podcasts, you can become a subscriber there for bonus episodes. Thank you so much in advance for supporting and subscribing and for listening to this podcast. Today's episode is the benefits of a morning routine. I was actually going to make this a small bite soundbite bonus episode, but when I was recording it, I felt like this was something I wanted to share with my general listenership because so many of you have asked me about my morning routine. I shared some of it recently on Instagram, and there were some follow-up questions, so I'm kind of answering all the questions here. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Please feel free to reach out with questions. I hope you can check out joyfulvegantrips.com. We've got a couple spots left for our Rwanda 2024 trip and for our Northern Italy trip, which is 100% happening in June. Our Rwanda trip is really close to being confirmed, so if you are interested, I would go to joyfulvegantrips.com right now and grab your spot because the early bird special is ending soon. So sit back, enjoy this episode. Maybe listening to podcasts is part of your morning routine. I'd love to know. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy. I wanted to talk today briefly about a morning routine. I talk in an episode called 50 Ways I Live a Meaningful Life. I talk about having a routine, having a morning routine. I also have an afternoon routine and an evening routine. And I do think it's really important. This is obviously something that's very conducive to my personality. Not everybody thrives on routines, perhaps, but it's something I wanted to share with you in case it resonates with you. And obviously, this isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different journey. And obviously, everyone can customize what works for them. But I've been asked many times about how I remain productive, how I get so much done, which is, I take that as a compliment. Thank you. I do pride myself on getting a lot done, but I also pride myself on just being and also making room for lots of things in my life, lots of things that are important to me, social activities and exercise and spending time with my husband and reading and learning and practicing Italian and all the things I love, being with cats, fostering, volunteering. And I do get a lot done. And I've said in the past that when it comes to a morning routine, my morning routine starts the night before because you have to make a plan for the next morning if that's going to work. So I already know in my head what time I'm going to wake up. Sometimes I know because I set the alarm. And I typically wake up at 5:30, 6 o'clock a.m. And I love waking up that early. I love waking up when it's dark. Nobody else is awake, which is not a risk in this house, to be honest. It's just David and I, and David is a sleeper. He's a very, very good sleeper, and he definitely stays in bed longer than I do. And even on weekends, I still wake up at 5:36, and David will stay in bed a lot longer. So when I say nobody else is awake, there's no risk of that ever. It's strange if David's awake to, you know, catch a plane or something like that when he's awake that early. But I love waking up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. My head kind of already knows to wake up at that time, but sometimes I'll set my alarm because I really purposefully want to get up that early. And sometimes if I've been traveling and I'm off kilter and I'm in a different time zone and I'm still adjusting to the new time zone, then I do set the alarm because I do want to wake up early. If I didn't set the alarm, I don't know, probably wake up at 7 or something like that, I guess. I don't even know. So to start with, I go to bed around 10, 10:30 latest. And I need about 7 hours sleep. So that totally ticks that box. I don't need more than that. Less than that, it's probably not great. So I like 7 hours. and I know that the night before. So whatever morning routine you are planning on creating or inspired to create, decide the night before. I also make sure my workout clothes are all ready. I make sure my teapot is emptied of its old tea leaves so that that's all ready for me. You know, I just kind of prepare what I need to so that the next morning feels really unencumbered. I already can start doing what I want to do. So that's the first thing I would say is begin your morning routine by deciding what your morning routine is the night before. So when I wake up, the first thing I do, and I know you're not going to believe me, and I'm not just saying this, I'm really not just saying this. I smile because I'm very happy to be awake. In fact, I've often said that I get really excited to go to bed because I get really excited because that means I'm getting closer to waking up because I love the morning. I love my morning routine. So I wake up and I smile. And sometimes I have to say, okay, smile, right? And I immediately, in my head, create a gratitude list of 10 things I'm grateful for. And when I'm waking up, sometimes I'm still a little sleepy. So sometimes as I'll be lying there, I start falling asleep again. I'm like, wait, no, I only got 2 in my gratitude list. Do it again. So I do 10 in my head. And then before I even put my feet on the floor, I say some kind of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, prayer, mantra, meditation, an orientation for the day. And I just ask that the words be put in my mouth, the love in my heart, and that I may speak and act that day with integrity and compassion and magnanimity. There's a quote by Marcus Aurelius. There's a lot of good quotes by Marcus Aurelius. And one is, let me see if I can remember it on the spot here. I don't have this written down. It goes, how to act. Never under compulsion, out of selfishness, without forethought, and with misgivings. And I say that every morning. I'm glad I was able to remember that because I really do say that every morning. And then I get out of bed. Then I put my feet on the floor. And when my feet hit the ground, the first thing I do is stretch. So I stretch for about 5 minutes, 7 minutes. I'm inspired by cats who know how to stretch. They just never stand up without stretching first. So I stretch, I do kind of a whole routine of stretching, and then I go to the bathroom. That is the beginning of it's not the beginning of my morning routine. This is now the beginning of my hygiene part of my morning. And I brush my teeth and I wash my face and I put my contact lenses in. Usually the cats are with me in the bathroom and I, you know, go to the bathroom and all the things. I do not check my phone until about this time. I don't check my phone when I wake up. I don't check my phone when I'm stretching. I don't check my phone in bed. I feel like there's something sacrilegious about being on my phone in the morning when the lights are still off and the sun isn't up. I just feel like it's icky. I don't like it. I feel like it's a really sacred moment, that transition from waking, you know, from sleeping to waking up. This process of awakening, I find very precious and sacred. And I don't want to taint it with looking at my phone. So that's me. Now I do look at my phone, going into the bathroom and et cetera. I do not look at the news. I check email. I look at my daily stoic email. I start there. I do that. I have a couple other emails I'm inspired by. There's some good news newsletters I'm subscribed to, but I don't look at the news ever. I do not start my day that way. And next, I move on from the bathroom to feed the kitties. Now, I have foster cats right now. When I have foster kitties, it just kind of prolongs everything. But I still have a routine that I try to stick to as much as possible, even with the foster kitties. But everything just takes a little bit more time when I have the foster kitties. But I go downstairs. I lay out all the plates for whoever's in the house, whether it's my foster kitties or just my kitties. And I feed them. And then I work out. It is, to me, the most glorious thing. Today, I woke up at 5 o'clock. That's early. But I woke up at 5. My eyes opened at 5. I probably didn't hit the ground until 5:20. But man, no, it was actually 5:15 because I got... No, it was actually... I think I did get up at 5. By 5:15, I was downstairs. I started my workout at 5:15. I was so happy. I love working out first thing in the morning, even if it's 5:30 or 6 o'clock. And I have a spin bike, I do weights, And I alternate between upper body, lower body. I do abs every day and I do my spin bike and I love it so much. So that brings me a lot of joy and that's an amazing way to start off the day. And depending on what time it is, the next thing I do is go, well, it depends on what the weather is and what time it is, but part of my morning routine is having tea, sitting down, and writing and reading and meditating. And I say depending on what the weather, because I love going outside. We have a couple different, you know, structures and places to sit outside. And I love going outside in the morning. And, you know, it's a dream to be able to go out when it's still dark out, but that doesn't always work because I'm working out. So I will go outside or I'll go to my couch. And after my cats have eaten, they both pile on me and it's very awkward to write and read and do things with them on top of me. Sometimes it's actually really nice to go outside and have my morning writing and journaling because it means I'm unencumbered and I love my cats. I know you know I do, but it's nice to be unencumbered sometimes. So I write in my journal. I drink my tea. I have a full pot of tea at this point. Someone asked me, I had mentioned my morning routine on social media. Someone asked me as a follow-up, if I ever get nauseous, because I drink green tea, and she said that she had gotten nauseous on an empty stomach when she had green tea. And I said, you know, that is interesting because I don't. I drink a green tea called Clouds and Mist, and you could find Clouds and Mist in a lot of different tea places that sell like really good loose Chinese tea. And because you might find it Lushan, Clouds and Mist, cloudy, misty, like it means it's grown in the mountains where it's very cloudy and misty. And it's really buttery and creamy, and I love this tea. So I drink that every day. However, when I drink Dragon Well, which is roasted green tea, sometimes I get nauseous. That has happened. And so I drink my tea. I love it. So between the first cup and the second cup, I do my love and kindness meditation. And it's, again, it's kind of a treat. Finishing my tea and then doing my love and kindness meditation, I know there's more tea after that. So that makes me very happy. And I journal. I have two journals. I have my line a day journal, which I've talked about in the past. And I have my regular journal, and that's for longer writing. And then I also have another journal, which is where I keep quotes. So if I'm reading something, one of my inspiring emails, for instance, I will often write down quotes in that journal. I'm trying to think if there's another journal. I feel like there was another journal at one point. But typically that's what it is. And I will read, again, kind of more, let's say inspirational, motivational. It's not like motivational, but it's the Tao. I'll read the Tao. I'll read meditations. I'll read things like that that feed me. And I don't typically read. I mean, sometimes I do. If I'm reading a novel, it depends. If I'm really into a novel, of course, I love reading that novel in the morning. But I tend to use the reading in the morning for kind of more inspirational literature so that I can start the day feeling just, you know, kind of motivated and excited. The evening time is for the novels and the books I'm reading. And what else? That's a huge part of my morning. I love that part of my morning. And then my goal is to be sitting at my desk by about 9 a.m., 9:15 at the latest. And I never, ever, ever sit down at my desk with my pajamas on. That is also sacrilegious to me. I have never worked in my pajamas. You will never have heard a podcast recorded in my pajamas or in my robe. I cannot do that. I have always been someone who gets showered and dressed, sits at their desk, and sometimes it's 8 a.m. It really depends. Like, I don't know. The other day, I switched up my morning routine because it was raining and it was cold, and I just felt like, you know, I'm not going to go for a walk in the afternoon. It was going to be raining all day. And so I kept my workout clothes on. So I changed out of my pajamas into my workout clothes, worked, and then I worked out at lunchtime instead of working out in the morning. So I changed it up a little bit, but for the most part, I am showered and dressed by 9 a.m. sitting at my desk. And that's pretty much it. I don't eat breakfast, and people have asked me that if I get hungry. And yeah, I mean, a little bit, maybe, but I just don't want to have breakfast. I really prefer to just have my first meal of the day be lunch. And that's that. So that is my morning routine. I'd be very interested to know if you have a morning routine and if this is helpful for you at all, and certainly ask me any questions you have. But I just think it's really important. I think I mentioned also in the 50 ways to live a meaningful life that we always make the bed, always, always, always make the bed. And I'll be honest, it's mostly David making the bed because he is in bed longer than I am. I leave the bed. I don't go, he gets out of the bed last. And so he makes the bed. He's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing. The last several days, David has had an offsite where he's had to leave early in the morning. He hasn't been able to make the bed. I make the bed. We always make the bed. So that is something that's part of the morning routine as well, even though it tends to be on David's side. So I just think it's helpful for me. I love it. It sets the tone for the day. I feel productive. I feel positive. I do feel very off kilter if for some reason my morning routine gets thrown off. And my morning routine gets thrown off. I mean, it happens. But that's what's really important about routines, is that you have something to realign to. And there's something to kind of come back to, right? And so if I feel off kilter, I know where to go back to feeling steady and stable. It helps me start the day with a positive intention. I also, so when I mentioned, oh, what was the other journal? It's not a journal, but it's my to-do list. So I do have a pad is part of my routine when I'm journaling, is I write my list for the day of what I need to get done personally and professionally. And so I have my schedule written out and I do what's on that list. I'm a list maker. And it just the morning routine itself helps me orient to having a positive day, a productive day, a day filled with gratitude, because I've already, I've already oriented toward that. I've already visualized what I want. And I've said this before, you may have heard me say, I don't just have a to-do list about what I want to do. I actually also ask myself, how do I want to feel? Not just what do I want to do, but how do I want to feel? And that is really powerful. That's really powerful. It's a really powerful orientation, I find. So I find establishing a consistent morning routine is just helpful. I think it creates a sense of calm. I definitely feel less stressed when I have a routine, and especially because I've incorporated meditation and journaling into my routine. So I'm already starting off in a very peaceful way. It enhances my physical well-being because I'm immediately working out. I could work out any time of the day. I have the luxury and the flexibility to work out whenever I want. And by the way, I'm not talking about my afternoon routine because I'm only here talking about my morning routine, but I do walk for 60 to 90 minutes every day as well. So that also happens in my day, but we're just talking about my morning routine. But the point is I'm starting off, in a really positive way physically as well. So that's just really important. So that's why I love this routine. It creates consistency. It provides a framework. It sets the structure to create healthy habits. So if you're making changes and you're looking to be healthier, live healthier, eat healthier, whatever it is, it's a really good way to kind of get some habits instilled. It helps manage your time, because I do time box everything, including when I'm upstairs. I say upstairs, when I'm in the Ramada, when I'm in the structure in my back garden. And, I look at the time, I'm like, okay, it's this time now. And by X time, I'm going to finish here. And then I'm going to go shower because I want to be at my desk. I time box everything, for better or for worse, for better or for worse. So that's my morning routine. I'm very happy to answer any questions you have. I think I've covered everything. And I think I've covered everything that people asked in follow-up questions. I think that's everything. So I hope that helps you. I hope that inspires you. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thank you so much for listening.